Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Tzvi Krausman.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Dalet. The Gemara is continuing to be mefarish the Brais on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. The Brais had said, Iniach l'navien param buchkeres and miskeres b'yad acherim, oishay saraya ba'afa v'yolda the b'chor is noitel ba pishnayim. Fact the Gemara asked the Muchkeres and Muskeres the lab b'shusa the Mora did do kaima by Muchkeres and Muskeres that's not b'shusa the day we say that Allah is the Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim Roya Ba'afer Miboy Kol Shekane Kesa Roya Ba'afer that it's b'shusa the day kaima but if for sure the Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim what's the Chiddush of the Braisa that a Roya Ba'afer V'yolda the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim and then for the Gemara Kamashma on the Muchkeres and Muskeres Dumya the Roya Ba'afer Maraya Ba'afar is Shvacha de Mamela Ka'asi. The Shvach comes by itself. There is no Tirchel of Bnei Adam that one has to do in order to bring about the Shvach. But like a Chasi by Mezoina, being that it's being Raya Ba'afar, a person doesn't have to be Mechaser any moment in order to give it Mezoinas. Af Mucheris and Muskeris, we are discussing only a case of Shvacha de Mamela Ka'asi, the like Chasi by Mezoini. It's Dafka in a case when it's Shvacha de Mamela, when there's no Chesar and Mezoinas, where the Islam don't have to pay anything to bring about the Shvach. In such a case, the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim. But if it be a case that the Yisayim have to be Mechasim Mamayim in order to bring about the Shvach, in such a case it would be considered Roy, and Eina Bechor Neitel Be Roy Kim HaMochsek. Zog the Gemara, Mani Rebbe, who's the man the Yom of this Braisa? Zog the Gemara, the man the Yom of this Braisa is Rebbe, the Tanya, Ein Bechor Neitel Pishnayim B'Shvach Sheshivchu Nechosim Lachamisa Savien. The Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim from Shvach that the Nechosim Mashpiach Lachamisa Savien. And Rebbe's Cholik, Rebbe Aimer, Aimer, Ani Bechor, Neutel Pishnayim, Bishvach, Sheshibchu, Nechosim, Lachamisa, Savien. Rebbe yells that the Bechor is Neutel Pishnayim, Bishvach, Sheshibchu, Nechosim, Lachamisa, Savien, Avaloi Bishvach, Sheshbichu, Yisim, Lachamisa, Savien. Rebbe is Mechalik, between Shvach, Sheshibchu, Nechosim, Lachamisa, Savien, with Shvach, the Memel over there that's considered Muchsik, and the Bechor is Neutel Ba Pishnayim. And on Shvach Sheshibcha Yisoyimim, the Yisoyimim were Mashpiach the Karka, in such a case that is considered Roy, the Eina Bechor Neutel Ba Pishnayim. Over there, Rabbi is masking to the Tanakama that is considered Roy, and the Bechor would not be Neutel Ba Pishnayim. The Rashbam in Devi Amaschel Af Muchkeres and Muskeres Esekash effect, the Rashbam. Once we say that in the Braisa of the Halacha that a Roy Ba'afar V'yolda the Bechor is Neutel Ba Pishnayim. So I now know the Halacha is that any time the Yisoyimim do not have to Mechasa Ba Mammon in order to bring about the Shvach. Shvach Sheshibchu HaNechosim, in such a case, the Bechor is Neitel Bishnayim. So what then is the extra Chiddush of this, that in Muchkeres and Muskeres, the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim? Why does the Brais of Bechal have to say this halacha that Muchkeres and Muskeres, the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim? And the Rashbam answers that if not for the fact that the Brais would say Muchkeres and Muskeres, the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim, I would say, being that the one who is Seicher the Para, the one who rented it out, has to be Chavish V'Zeireya in order to bring about any gain that he's going to get out of the Para. So being that it's coming through Harisha and Izria that the Seicher is working the Para, so Agam it's not directly related that his Harisha brings about the Shvach, brings about the Dmei Schiris, but it's only because he could use the Para. He could be Chavish V'Zeireya, that's why he's Mechuyif to pay the Schiris, and that brings about the Shvach for the Yisayim, that brings about the Dmei Chakiris and the Dmei Schiris. I would have a half minute, it's Doimit to Shvach, Sheshpichu HaYisayimim LaChamisa HaSavim, and the Bechor is Nalitul Bo Pishnayim. Being that it's coming through Avodas Bnei Adam, I would think it's considered Shvach Sheshpichu Yisoyimim. Kamashbo on the Braisa, being that it's not the Yisoyimim working, being that it was rented out, and the Seich is the one who's being Chavish V'Zeireya, and the Shvach to the Yisoyimim is coming Memela, that as the Halacha of Shvachot to Memela, and the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim. Rabbeinu Yonah asks a similar question to the Rashbam, and Rabbeinu Yonah answers that the Chiddush of the Braisa of Parim Muchkeres and Muskeres says, I'd have a haven been a being that the Seich has to be mechasim and moina, he has to give mezainis to the par in order to bring about the shvach. It does not have a halacha of shvach of the memela, it would have the halacha of shvach sheshpichu yisayim, and the bechor would not be neitel ba pishnayim. Zok the Ben Yain of the Kamash Melon, not like the Rashbam. Zok the Ben Yain of the Kamash Melon is, being that the father is the one who rented it out, and the choyv to pay the Dmei Chakivis and the Dmei Schivis was already created b'chaya av. So now when the same Yashning, the Yashning Achiv that the Seicher has to pay them, that's considered a moment that they already made up, that the Seicher is Mechiv to pay to the Yisayimim, therefore it's considered Shvachot the Mamela, not Shvach Sheshpicha Yisayimim. Being that it's already rented out and the Chiv is already created, that's considered Shvachot the Mamela, it's already considered Mechaya Av, there was a Chiv to pay the Yisayimim, and therefore the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim. And it's mashma from Rabbeinu Yonah that it's dafka because the father already rented it out b'chayev. That's why it has the halacha of shvachah du'meila, not shvach sheshpicha yisayimim. But in the case where the Yisayimim rented out the Parah La'achamisa Savim, it would not have the Halacha of Shvacha de Memela. In such a case, being that the Seicha is being Mechasar Memainin, in order to give it to Mezainis, would have Halacha similar to Shvacha, Sheshpicha Yisayimim, would have Halacha of Roy, and the Bechor not be Neitel Bapishnayim. And the Chayivet Toista, and Avkufchav Gimel Amabez Divir Maschel Hoysa, is Chelik on this Rabbeinu Yaina. Toisus in the Seif Divir Maschel Hoysa is Mefarish. This that the Braisa said a case of the Parah was already Mukheris and Muskeris Bechayav, and did not say a case that the Yisayimim rented out the Parah. Zaktaisus, the Nokot Chakulav was Charua Yisayimim Shem the Hashtash Mina Chiddish Tvei. Now we're telling me a bigger Chiddish that even though it's Chakura, it was Schuah Bechayav, and it's right now not Beshusa Yisayimim Beshas Misa, it's not a Parah that's already Beshusam. Afilachi, we don't consider the Parah to be Roy, and the Bechor is Neitelba Pishnayim in the Dmei Chakiris, in the Dmei Schiris, and in the Vladis that the Parah is Mailet. So Tosfos is a chiddush in the case of Mukheris and Muskeris Bechayav, but it's mevuah from Tosfos that Avada this halacha is true afilu by Chachura Yisayimim, where the Yisayimim rented out the Parah. In such a case also would have halacha of Shvacha de Memela, and the Bechor would be Neitaba Pishnayim. It's machlokes Tosfos and Aben Yoina, what's the halacha of Chachura Yisayimim lefi Aben Yoina, as halacha of Shvacha Sheshvicha Yisayimim, and the Bechor is not Neitaba Pishnayim, and according to Tosfos it has halacha of Shvacha de Memela, and the Bechor is Neitaba Pishnayim. But if you taste this also, it's not shver the kash of the Ashbam. The Ashbam asks, what's the chiddush of Oysa Parah Mukheris and Muskeris? Once the Braisa already said the Halacha of Raya Ba'afo, we see that it's only a case of Shvacha to Mamela Vulachasi Bamamaina. In such a case, the Bechor is Neitel Bapishnayim. According to Taisis, there's a bazinder a chiddush of the case of Oysa Parah Chakura Uschua Mechayav. Even though Bishas Misa, it's not Bishus HaYisayim Mafilachi, when the Parah is Yolda, the Bechor is Neitel Bapishnayim, we don't consider the Parah and its Vlad to be Roy, and therefore the Bechor can be Neitel Pishnayim in the Parah and in its Vlad, and that's the Chiddush of the Braisa of Haisa Parasa Mukheris Muskeris Bishas Misasai, that Afilachi in such a case the Yisayim are Neitel Pishnayim in the Parah and in its Vlad. In the Iker Chiluk of Rabbi between Shvacha Dmemela and Shvacha Sheshpicha Yisayim in Lechayu Lefidashita Sarashbama needs explanation. What's the chiluk between Shvacha de Memela and Shvacha Sheshpicha Yisayimim? Kipshutim, one would explain the chiluk is that Shvacha de Memela is considered the karka itself, just like the Bechor is muchsik in the karka and he's neitelba pishnayim in the karka itself, the Shvacha de Memela is considered a chiluk of the karka, and therefore the Bechor is neitel pishnayim in the Shvacha de Memela, just like he takes pishnayim in the karka itself. Majekin Shvacha Sheshpicha Yisayimim, which required somebody to come be Mashpiach the Karka, that's a Dovan Yitosef in Nischadish in the Karka, and therefore it's not considered a Chilik of the Karka, that's considered Roy, it's something that came to the Nichsaya Av, La'acha Misa Sa'av, that's Roy, Vein Abachor Neto Pishnaim, Roy Kibim Mochsik. Abul Chor the Fishita Sir Ashbam, the Ashbam was Mechalik, who was the one who was Mashpiach the Karka? The Ashbam said that Stavkif, the Yisayimim themselves were the ones who were Mashpiach the Karka. Mashekin, if it was the Seicha, if it was the renter who was being Chayvish Vizayraya, in such a case, being that's not the Yisayimim that are doing the work, that's considered Shvacha Dumela, and it's not considered Shvach Sheshpicha Yisayimim, and the Bechor is Neitaba Pishnayim. And in Cain, what's the Chiluk between Shvacha Sheshpicha Yisayimim and Shvacha Dumela? Why is it that we consider Shvacha Dumela that's not considered Roy, that's considered Muchsik? If somebody else came and was Mashpiach Tekarka, that's considered Muchsik, and the Bechor is Neitaba Pishnayim. And if the Yisayimim were the ones who were Mashpiach Tekarka, in such a case, the Bechor isn't Neitaba Pishnayim. Then Zvitzorich Leimel, if you're the Ashbam, to be Mechalik, that if somebody else was Mashpiach Tekarka, Lefi the Yisayimim, we don't see that somebody else put in work. If the Yisayimim, in the eyes of the Yisayimim, they look at this as the karka was hushpach by itself, and that's considered an etzim chelik of the karka, and therefore the Bechor would be neitel pishnayim, just like we understand by shvacha de memela, shvach that happened by itself, why the Bechor is neitel pishnayim, being that the karka is his, and he's a muchzik in the karka already. Who would then, if someone else was mashbiach, his kilo would happen by itself, the Yisayimim don't see bechlal the outside input, and therefore in such a case the Bechor would be neitel ba pishnayim. It's dafka by shvacha sheshbicha Yisayimim, where the Yisayimim were the ones who are mashbiach the karka. Then we look at this as a davar ani toisef in this chadash, it's a new thing that was added to the karka, it's considered roi vein abachor neitel pishnayim b'roi kibim uchsik. Rav Shmuel is mefarish the chiluk between shvacha de memela and shvach sheshbichu ha yisayimim, and he's mefarish api yisayit from Reb Chaim and Elchus Malvel v'loi, Reb Chaim is mefarish the halacha that a baal choyv is only goyva choyv from shvacha de memela. There the baal choyv can be goyva from the lekeach, the karka, if it's out for his choyv, he can take the shvach also b'choyv. But Shvach Sheshbichu HaLekech, that he was Moitzi HaYitzois, in order to Mashpiach the Karka, in such a case, the Baal Chayv cannot take this Shvach B'chayv, he cannot be Goyver this Shvach Sheshbichu HaLekech, maybe by being Moitzi HaYitzois, the Baal Chayv can't take it B'chayv. And if Chaim is Mefarish, that Shvach HaDim HaMela, one is Zeichin HaMela, what being that the Karka is, and the Karka was now Hushbach, it's still considered his Karka, his Karka was Hushbach, and that Memela is his. Mele sagt dem Chaim, der Balchöver is a Shibar on the Karka, his schuss of a Shibar on the Karka is that now that the Karka got better, he has a schuss to be going with the better Karka also, just like he had a Shibar on this Karka to be going with the Karka itself. Now that the Karka is Hushbach, and there's a Chaylik of the Karka now went up in value, he could be going with even though this that the Karka went up and got better also. Because the Dafka by a Shvacha de Mamela, that's the reason why the Balakarka is Eichon the Shvacha de Mamela, is because this is his Karka, Mamela, the Shvacha is also his. Mashenkin, if somebody was moitzi aitzois in order to mashpiach the karka, Dr. Chaim, the one who's moitzi the aitzois, be'etzem has a schus to this that the karka was hushbach aidei haitzois, so that gives him a schus in the shvach. And be'emes in the shvach should really belong to the one who was moitzi the aitzois. Only there's a halacha that the balakarka has a tain of aroi ashbach, this is my karka that got better. And the mele, the tain that the balakarka has of aroi ashbach gives him a schus to be able to take away the shvach. This that somebody else was moitzi the itzois and mashpiach his karka, his tain of aroi ashbach is odif to be taken away from the one who was moitzi the itzois and given the schus, and now this shvach should now belong to him and only pay the one who was moitzi the itzois with the halachas of a yerit. So if the b'chayim in mele or baal choyv only has a shibar on the karka, he doesn't actually own the karka, he doesn't have the tain of aroi ashbach, it's not his karka. So therefore the baal choyv only has a schus to be goyva whatever his shibar was originally on, and that was on the original karka. Mashenkin, the one who was moitzi aitzois, and he has a schus to the shvach, from this that he's moitzi aitzois of, the baal choyv doesn't have a koyach to be taken away from him and say that it's a really ashbach, meaning that's not really his karka, and he only has a shibar on this karka. So to Shmuel, who adin yesh lefarish the chilik by b'chor, this that a b'chor is noitel ha-shvachet v'meila nan and shvach she'eshpicho ha-yesoimim. The shvachad memela is a chilek of the karka. The karka itself got better, and just like he was a muchzik in this karka, or then he's a muchzik in the shvachad memela, he's not pi shnayim in the shvachad memela sheshpicho karka. But this is all by shvachad memela, by shvach sheshpicho yisaimim, being that the yisaimim are moitzi yitzois, and they would tereach to mashpiach the karka, they be'etzim have a schus to the shvach, it's not really a chilek of the karka. Being that it's not an etzim chilek of the karka, it's just a schus that the bala karka has a right to be teveya and take away any shvach that the karka was hushbach haidei somebody else saitzah, with a tain of a roi ashbach, that has a loch of roi, vein abachon neitul pishnayim b'roi kirmuchzik. Ulufidvav yesh tefarish to ashbam, the chilek between yisaimim and when somebody else came and was mashpiach the karka. When a third person came and is mashpiach the karka, in such a case the third person has no schus to be able to take the etzois, to take the shvach that he was mashpiach. Hagami is moitzi the itzois, and being moitzi the itzois gives you a schus to be able to own the shvach, but the one who owns the karka is the tain of aroi ashbach, so the tfusas abayis comes to the tain of aroi ashbach, and therefore now the shvach sheshbichu, the third party, becomes the chedek of the tfusas abayis. Aroi ashbach takes it away from the one who is moitzi the itzois, and now belongs to the tfusas abayis, and being that the bechor is muchzik in the karka, who then is muchzik in all shvach, that the karka was mashpiach, and the bechor would be netel pishnayim in shvach sheshbichu acher, from shvach from the third party was mashpiach in the karka. But Koza Dafkov was the third party that was Mashpiach in the Karka. Mashaken, if the Yisayim themselves were Mashpiach the Karka, now the Yisayim have a Tviya on the Shvach, they were Moitzi the Yitzois, and that gives them a Schus to this Shvach, that this Shvach should really belong to them. The Bechor doesn't have enough of a Bailus in the Karka to be able to take it away from the Yisayim and say, I really Ashbach, that it's really my Karka that got better, and Pishnaim of the Karka that was Ushbach should belong to me. Being that the Bechor doesn't have a full bailus in this karka, he only is a muchzik in the karka, whatever comes roi, whatever shvach she shibchu bedin roi, the Bechor doesn't have a schus to take with the Yerusha, he's not a full muchzik in this karka, it's not really his, he can't come with a tain of a roi ashbach, be moitzit from the Yisayimim. Being that the Yisayimim have a right to the shvach with this that they are moitzit the Yitzois, and the Bechor doesn't have a full bailus yet, koitin the chaluka, it doesn't really belong to the Bechor, he doesn't have enough of a schus to be moitzit from the Yisayimim, for that it's considered roi, vein ha-Bechor neitul pishnayim b'roi kirem muchzik, and therefore the Bechor doesn't have a right to take away from the Yisayimim, and in such a case, b'shvach she'shpicha Yisayimim, the Bechor is not neitul pishnayim b'roi kirem muchzik. The Braisa continues with the halacha Yarshu Shtar Chayiv. If the Yisayimim Yarshin somebody owed the father money, Bechor Neitel Pishnayim, the Bechor gets Pishnayim of the Chayiv. Yotza Alein Shtar Chayiv, but if the father owed somebody money, in such a case, the Bechor Neisen Pishnayim, the Bechor has to pay Pishnayim. Vim Omer Eni Neisen Veni Neitel, if he says that he doesn't want to pay up the father's Chayiv and doesn't want to take Pishnayim, Rashayi Ki Meichel the Chelek HaBechayra. And what is the nafkamina if he says any noisin vein a noitel, so he doesn't take the chelak abachayv and now pays like a chelak aposhet, the chayv, there's no nafkamina. Either way, the chayv is being paid up and there's no extra nechas and the bachayv would have been getting anyway. The Rashbam says the nafkamina is that the bachayv has to be tevea from the other brothers, being that the bachayv says any noisin vein a noitel, he's not taking a chelak abachayv over here. If the bachayv wishes to be gaiva, he has to go to the brothers and the brothers might be even dinas ayam, they might have other tainas. He is now a baldin of the other brothers, even on the pishnayim itself, and he can't just be tevea the bachayv pishnayim. Tosis explains the nafkamina if the other brothers are Yisaimim vein is gokin l'nichsei Yisaimim elim ken ribis eichelos ben bezna will not be goyve from nichsei Yisaimim. So if the Bechor says any noisin vein in oito and he's not taking the chelik of a choyve, he only has to pay like a chelik of a pashid, and on the rest of the choyve, the Bechor can't be goyve being that the other brothers are Yisaimim. But if the halacha would be that the Bechor can't say any noisin vein in oito and he would be al bal korcha, he would have to be zeichin the chelik of a choyve, then the Baal Chayv would be able to be gave a pish naim of his Chayv, not just the Chaylik HaPashit, but even though he kept in Nizgak and Nichsei Yisrami, he would be gave from the Bechor pish naim of the Chayv. Taisis brings a second Mishita, Rabbi Natam is Mefarish and Afkamina, Benegea, the Baal Chayv of the Bechor. If the Bechor owes somebody money, and the Baal Chayv is coming to be gave from the Nechosim of the Bechor, so being that the Bechor says, Eini Noisin Vein Anaitel, so the Bechor only has a Chelik HaPashit, the Chelik HaBechor he wasn't Zeichin, the Bechor can only be Geiva from the Chelik HaPashit that the Bechor was Zeichin, that is the Nechasim of the Bechor that the Bechor has a right to be Geiva from, but the Shara Nechasim which belong to the other brothers and they don't owe the Bechor any money, in such a case the Bechor would not be able to be Geiva and the Bechor would be Nifsar, and that's Nafkamina that the Bechor has a right to say, Eini Noisin Vein Anaitel, he doesn't want to be Zeichin the Chelik HaBechor. In the etzem halacha that the bechor has to be noisin pishnayim to pay up the chayv that the father owed money, there's a shaila in the achrayim. What is the pshat in this that the bechor pays pishnayim? Is the pshat that just like all the brothers are oyla bimkayim the father, the brokar the avua that the yisayim have a chayv to pay up the chayvus of the father, being that the bechor is like two brothers and he's noitel achelik like two brothers, who are then when it comes to being oyla bimkayim the father to pay up the father's chayvus, the bechor is like two brothers, and therefore he has a chiv to pay the chayvus of the father, he has pishtayim of the chiv, and that's why he gives more than the other brothers to pay up the chayv of the avuin. Or is the pshat that avadi the bechor is only a regular brother, he's like just like a regular poshut benegia paying up the chayv of the father, only being that the bechor took pishnayim in the nechasim, and the bechayv is coming to be gave the shibud that the nechasim are meshubit to him, and ratio-wise the bechor has more nechasim than everybody else, therefore the bechor has to be nice in pishnayim kefi the ratio of the karka that he took. Being that he took karka that's meshubit to a bechayv, so maybe he has to give kefi that ratio, he has to give the nechasim that he has from the father, he has to give pishnayim in order to pay up the chayv. And the nafkamina would be in a case when the yisayimim yarshind roi and muchzik together. The marshal of the Yisayimim Yashin with $1,000 from the father, and $500 of this that the Yashin was Muchzik, and $500 of this that the Yashin has Halacha of Roy, and the marshal of there were two brothers and a Bechor. So now that the Bechor was Noitel Pishnayim, they divided the Nechasim that were Muchzik into four parts, and the Bechor takes half, and the other two brothers took the other half, and by the Roy they divided into three parts, and each one took a Chelek HaPashit. Now a Baal Chayv comes and he wants to be Gaiva a Chayv of $100. Do we say the Bechor has to be noisin pishnayim, the Bechor has to give $50, being that the Baal Chayv is coming to be Gaiv, and the Bechor gives pishnayim, he has to give like two brothers, the Bechor would have to pay up $50 of the Chayv, and the other brothers would pay up $25 each. Or do we say that when the Baal Chayv comes to be Gaiv, he's Gaiv mechtsim in amuchzik, or mechtsim in aroi? He's Gaiv $50 of his Chayv from the Chelek amuchzik, and in that part the Bechor would have to pay $25. Being that in the Muchzik, the Bechor took two Chalokim, the Bechor would have to give half of the Chayv that's being Nigva from the Muchzik. But on the other half of the Chayv, the second $50, they gave him in a Roy. And being that in the Roy, the Bechor only took a Chelek HaPashit, he didn't take a Chelek HaBechor, because in a Bechor Neitel Pishnayim, Beroy Kim Muchzik, in such a case, they divide the $50, the second half of the Chayv, evenly, and each brother would pay one third of the second $50. And the Chayv is telling him this Shaila, if a Bechor be'etzim pays Pishnayim, because he's Oyla b'mokeh ma'av Pishnayim, then the Bechor would have to pay Pishnayim of the Chayv from the entire $100. Being that if it's be'etzim, a Bechor is a Chayv to pay Pishnayim, Bechayv da avu, and afilo if the bin Gaiva, mechtsim and Ayusha was Roy, the Bechor still has a Chayv to pay Pishnayim in the Chayv da avu. But if the pshat is only because the Bechor received Pishnayim and the Shibud, the bin Gaiva, ratio-wise, the Bechor has more karka, in a case when there was half Muchzik and half Roy, so then half the Chayv that the Bechor was Neitel Pishnayim b'Muchzik, the Bechor would pay Pishnayim, and on the second half, which is Roy, where the Bechor wasn't Neitel Achelik HaBechor, in such a case, they divide the Chayv up evenly, and the Bechor wouldn't be nice in Pishnayim. And the Neidib Yehuda in Chayshem Mishpah Madura Kamasim and Lamedalad brings a Shaila and he brings from Chuvas Darchei Noyam that holds the Bechor pays Pishnayim for the entire Chayv. He holds like this sad that Be'etzin the Bechor is a Chayv to pay Pishnayim. And who had then that's the sheet of the Me'iri in our sugya, the Me'iri is Mavur that the Bechor Be'etzim is Oyla B'mokim Ma'av and pays the Chayv as Pishnayim. The Neidib Yehuda's Medayik from the Rashbam, the Ve'amascha Bechor Noisim Pishnayim, the Rashbam is Mefarish Gehechid, the Neitel Pishnayim. Zog the Rashbam, why she oysam nechosam nishtabdu kulam lemalve? These nechosam that the Bechor took are nishtabdu lemalve. So to know the Beuda, it's mashma, the entire chiva of the Bechor to pay Pishnayim is only because he took double the karka in the Shibut. And in the case which he mentioned where half the karka was muchsak and half the karka was roi, the Bechor would only be nice in Pishnayim and half the chayiv, and the chelik achayiv is being nigva from the karka which is muchsak, where oison nechosma nishtabu lemalve, where the Bechor took Pishnayim of what was Meshubut. But in the chelik achayiv, where the Bechor wasn't nice in Pishnayim, the Bechor would not have to be nice in Pishnayim. The Gemara begins to be mefarish the Braisa, Zok the Gemara, my Tamaya, the Rabbonim, what's Pshad and the Rabbonim that hold that the Bechor is not an Eitel Pishnaim and Shvach Shashivchun Nechosim La Chamisa Saviyim. And the Gemara brings a Josh of Losses like Pishnaim, Matona Kayi Rachmonim, Ma Matona Ademoti Liyode, Avchilik Bechor Ademoti Liyode. Zok the Gemara, being that the Torah called the Bechilik Abechor, it's a Matona, just like a Matona is Ademoti Liyode, Avchilik Bechor is Ademoti Liyode. And Rebbe holds as a hekish, losses like Pishnaim, or makish the chelik bechor to the chelik poshit, machelik poshit, afagav the loimotil yode, so to the chelik bechor also is afagav the loimotil yode, the bechor is already zeichen it, and a male the bechor is neitel beroikim amochsik. In the beer of what's pshat in the Gemara is Joshua of Mamatona de motil yode, whose yode are we talking about when we say Mamatona de motil yode? The Rashbam and the Vermaschal de motil yode is mefarish to be discussing the yode de noisin. Ma matona, or noisin matona, can't give a matona if it's loimotil liyode. Zok the Rashbam, because ain't all the makna dover shaloi ba loilam, a person can't be makna something that was loi ba loilam, so mela noisin matona can't be noisin something unless it was already motil liyode. So too by Bechor also, the Av cannot give it to the Bechor, ad the motil liyode, he can only give to the Bechor something that is already mochsikin, something that's a begedah, a dover shaloi ba la'olam. In such a case, the father can't give it to the Bechor, and being that the matona kai rachmona, we look at the chedek ha-Bechorah as a matona from the father to the Bechor, and meilo, it's only admat el-yad, it's only something that the father is already a muchzikin. And on this pirish of the Rashbam, the mitzvah eisen has a kash effect, the mitzvah eisen, the shita of Rebbe and Kiddushin is that a person could be makna dover shaloi ba la'olam. So why is it that the Gemara then asked my time at the Rebbe if the entire drosha of the Chacham is based on this halacha that a person can't be makna dover shalom b'loilam, and mele we say ma matona is only ad the moti liyode of the noisin sold to or by Bechorio, it's only something that was moti liyode of the father that he can give to the Bechor, that the Bechor will be able to get pishnayim from, according to Rebbe, that all the person is makna dover shalom b'loilam, there is no drosha of ad the moti liyode. And Rabbi Nehemiah our sugya was already nisayu to this kasha. Rabbi Nehemiah is mefarish teich dvarv that afilu according to the man Yomar that other makne dover shaloi balaylam mikal makayim. It's different than a regular kinyan. When a person is makne chayfetz, the makne can't be chayzer as soon as a kinyan is made on the chayfetz. Look, Rabbi Nehemiah mashenkin on a dover shaloi balaylam. It's not a kinyan gomer. The person can be chayzer until it's balaylam. So again, the kinyan is mehani that when it's balaylam, there's a kinyan, but the person can be chayzer because man it's loy balaylam. So being that it's not a akno gemura, there's still a drosha of mamatona, the motil yode, to create a full kinyan has to be motil yode. So to by chelik ha-bechor is also only something that the father is muchzik in, that's called motil yode, the bechor is neitel pishnayim. Mashek is something that's begedav, a dover shaloi ba'loilam, that a nice matona can't be makne, to a din a bechor will not be neitel ba pishnayim, and he's not neitel b'roi kibbe muchzik. The mitzvah eisen himself answers the kasha and he says, that even according to Van Yama, or the makna dover shaloi ba la'olam, but a person's das when he's makna stam kol nechosav, he does not have in mind to makna dover shaloi ba la'olam. If a person is koil and he says he wants to be makna a specific number of his chafetzim or kol nechosav, he doesn't include in that also dover shaloi ba la'olam. Even if a person could be makna dover shaloi ba la'olam, it's not bedaita unless he speaks it out to makna dover shaloi ba la'olam. So the mitzvah eisim, if the Gemara is dashing that the bechilik abechayv is matona kayiv achmona, it's a stam matona, and whatever person has in mind usually to be makna, that's what's included in the pasuk of matona kayiv achmona. That's what the father is makna to the bechor. That's what he's meivish to the bechor, and that it was nischadish the pasuk that the bechor is neitel bar pishnayim. But something that normally a person doesn't have in mind to be makna, it's not bechlal a person does to be makna when he's makna kol nechosav. So too the father is not being meivish that to the bechor. Being that it's matona kayiv achmona, that even what's not included in a person's das is also nuchel in this drosha that the bechor is not neitel ba pishnayim. Now Ben Yehuda brings a second shot in mamatona ademotil yote. Zok the Ben Yehuda, this is the yesh mefarshim that mamatona ademotil yote, that a person who's being mekabel matona is not kind of the matona ademotil yote. So too the chilek ha-bechor, until it's motil yode of the bechor, not of the av, until ademotil yode of the bechor, and such, then it actually belongs to the bechor, and then any shvach that comes out of the nechos, and the bechor would be neitel ba pishnayim, because it already belongs to him. But Kolzman's Leibali Yodei, it's similar to a Matana that Kolzman's Leibali Yodei, the Bechor does not own the Chelik HaBechorio, and therefore any Shvach Sheshpiach HaNechosin, the Bechor does not have a Kinyan in him, and Melo be considered Roi, Vein HaBechor Neitel Breike Memuchzik, because the Chachom Darshan had the Motil Yodei until it's Motil Yodei of the Bechor. There's an afkamina between these two mahalchim, the Nemuki Yosef and the Afkufchav Zayin, and the base being Zahalacha, the Nechosin that fall to the father, be shas that the father is a Goysis. So the Nemuki Yosef, Nechosin that fall to him, be shas, she will Goysis, the Bechor is not natal bar pishnayim. And the Achreinim come to explain what's pshat in this Nemuki Yosef, why Nechosin that fall to the father, be shas, she will Goysis, the Bechor is not natal bar pishnayim, if the father did not own it before he became a Goysis. And he was first kind of these nechassim, they first felt him, b'shas is a geisus, why is that a reason that the b'chor should not be neitel bar pishnayim? And the Shah HaMelech in Psoif Perek Beis from Milchus Nachlis explains how Peter Rashbam in our sugya, the Rashbam in the first Mahalach of Eben Yehuda explained, Ademoti Liyodi means Ademoti Liyodi De'av. And Ademoti Liyodi De'av is that if the father can't be makne the chayfetz, because ain't of the makne dover shaloi ba'loilam, in such a case the b'chor is not neitel bar pishnayim, because matona kaya rachmona. Zokti Shah HaMelech, being that the father was a goysis and the father was not in a position to be makna these chafetzim, he wasn't ever in a position that he was able to be makna what felt him b'shosh who goysis, therefore the b'chor is not neitel bar pishnayim. And there's an akudah of a chiddush in the divrei Shah HaMelech, because Kipshuti would understand that there is no chesaron in the bialist when something falls to him b'shosh who goysis. It's only b'metzias the person can't be makna at him, so why should that make a chiluk b'negei the chiluk al-b'chor? And we see from this that the Shah HaMelech understood that losses like pishnayim is that we have to look at it because the father was being makna the nechassin, and if the father wasn't in a position to be makna the nechassin, then the b'chor cannot be neitel bar pishnayim, because matana kaya rachmona, as we look at it ki'ilu, it's a aknof from the father to the b'chor. It means that the father couldn't be makna the nechassin shnofle b'shosh shu geisus, that the b'chor would not be neitel bar pishnayim, and that's the pshan in Muki Yosef, that nechassin shnofle lav b'shosh shu geisus, ain't a b'chor neitel bar pishnayim. On the second mahalach that Rabbi Yehuda brings, Ademoti Liyodi doesn't mean Ademoti Liyodi the Noisin, only Ademoti Liyodi means Ademoti Liyodi the Mekabel Matana, and over here it means that the Bechor is not Koine the Chelek HaBechorah, Ademoti Liyodi. Fekta Rabbi Yehuda, Imkein, Hakwi Medama, Amilve, Hakwi Medama, Halvo, that was felt that somebody owed the father money, that the Gemara says it's telling the Machlekes of Rabbi and the Rabbanon, and according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor would not be Neitel bar Pishnayim. We only see that a Bechor is not neitel pishnayim ademoti liyodei until it comes to the hands of the Bechor. But a chayv that someone owed the father's money, just like the yershim yarshim, that now the person owes the same money, so what then the person should have, the Bechor should be neitel bar pishnayim, and the person should pay pishnayim of the chayv, he should give that chelik to the Bechor. Why is it that the Bechor is not neitel pishnayim in a milvah that somebody owed the father money? So the Ben Yehuda Bishlam, according to the first pshat, that ademoti liyodei means ademoti liyodei denoisin, and it's only something that's included in Eina the Makna Dova Shalai Baloilam, something the father couldn't be Makna, the Bechor is not Neitel Bar Pishnayim. So to Ben Yehuda, then we can say, when we say that the Rabbanon hold, the Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim, and a Milvah discussing a Milvah Al Peh. And being that a person cannot be Makna or Milvah Al Peh, a person doesn't have the Bailas and doesn't have the ability to be able to be Makna Milvah Al Peh, Memela the Bechor is not Neitel Bar Pishnayim, just like he's not Neitel Pishnayim in a Dova Shalai Baloilam, because the father couldn't be Makna Ademoti Liyodei. So to a milvah al peh, which the father can't be makna, who adin the bechor is not neitel bar pishnayim. So to Ben Yehuda in Nami, we're going to feed the sheet of the rift that afilo a milvah bishtar, a person can't be makna midereisa. There is no aknom midereisa on a milvah bishtar, also according to the sheet as a rift. So to Ben Yehuda lefizeh, also being that the father couldn't be makna the alvah, the bechor is not neitel bar pishnayim. But according to the second mahalach, that ademoti liyodi means ademoti liyodi of the bechor, that's when the bechor is eichen it. Why is that a reason that a bechor should not be neitel pishnayim in a milveh, the chayve that did already come to liyad bechor, and therefore when a person pays the chayve, he should pay the bechor pishnayim. And Bezda Hashem, later in the shiur, we'll discuss a teretz that Rabbi Yehuda on Amud Beis says to this kasha, but over here on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda leaves this kasha shver, that according to the second shot, what's the pshat by a milva, the Bechor is not neitel bar pishnayim, why is that not called Ademoti Liyodei? But I'll go upon him, he said over to Mehalchim, I'd explain Ademoti Liyodei, the Rashbam is Mefarish, Ademoti Liyodei means Ademoti Liyodei the Neisen. We look at it, Kiyu, the father is being makna the chelek ha-bechor to the bechor, and being that ain't on the makna davar shalai bo'la idlam, the bechor is not neitel pishnayim on roi kiv imuchzik. And the second malach of Enyayna brings is that ademoti liyodi means ademoti liyodi the mekabel, that the bechor is only zeicha ademoti liyodi once he's zeicha in the chelek ha-bechor, but be roi, being that he wasn't zeicha in the chelek ha-bechor, he's not zeicha in the shvach sheshpichu ha-nechasim. And we said over the kasha that the Rebbe holds the makna davar shalai ba'alaylam. Zokta beinu yayna that even the Rebbe holds the makna davar shalai ba'alaylam, but mikol makin the person can be chayza at shabalaylam. It's not a kinyan gomer, and therefore the bechor would not be neitel ba'pishnayim. We said over the chiddush of the mitzvah eisen that being that it's not the das of the person, but he's makna kol nechasa to makna davar shalai ba'alaylam. Who then is not included in this that the father's kilo being makna is nechasin pishnayim to the bechor? He doesn't have das included in also davar shalai ba'alaylam, and therefore bechor is not neitel ba'pishnayim. And we said, over also the chiddush of the Mukhi Yosef, Nechasim Shanafal to the father, Beshoshu Geisus, the Bechor is anated by Pishnayim. And the Shah Melech explains this, Alpidus Rashbam, being that the father was not in a position to be Makna, even though it's been Mitzias, he can't be Makna, these Nechasim over. That's also in his might from this that losses by Matonic Kayer Achmona, that the Bechor would not be anated by Pishnayim. We said, over the Kasha of a Ben Yainer, why is it that a Milvah is called Roy, that a person can, a Bechor is anated by Pishnayim, Ben Milvah? According to the first pshat, that is Adma to the Adi, the Nason, we could say we discussed like a Milval Peh, that the Nason cannot be, the father does not have the ability to be able to imagine it. Or Rabbi Yehuda says, according to the Rift, that Afilo Milval Bishtar, also a person can't be Makne, therefore it's Nismite from Los Islam Atone Kayer Achmona. But according to the second Mahalach, Admati Liyadi of the Mekabel, why is it that a milva is daimed to a roi that we say a Bukhar is not neitel ba pishnayim? Why is it that it's not considered Mati Liyadi of the Mekabel, the Bukhar should be neitel ba pishnayim? The Gemara continues with a memory on Merav Papa, Dikla v'olim arava asik sirtin dukuliyamu leipligi deshakal a Bukhar is neitel pishnayim. If a dekel got stronger or the arrow is masik sirtin, such a shvach in the dekel and in the karka, the Bukhar, even if either abonon, the Bukhar is neitel pishnayim. Ki pligi b'chafur v'avi shuvli, the case of the shachas which grew peiris, shlufafi v'avitami, the dekel grew peiris, it grew tmarim. The marasava shvacha de memela, Rebbe holds this is also called shvacha de memela, and the bechor is neitel pishnayim. Umarasava ishtani, the rabbanon acharik, and they'll be that it's a shtani, it's a new peiris, this is considered roi, ve'ein ha-bechor neitel pishnayim be'roi kememuchzik. And l'chayve yesh lahar b'shlamu l'fi, the second lashon of Rabbi Yehuda was mefarish the Gemara's drasha earlier of losses like pishnayim matana kayi rachmana ma matana ad mati liyadi means the mati liyadi of the mekabel a mekabel matana is eichin in the matana b'shah the mati liyadi who and then also the bechor is not zeichin the chelak ha-bechor until it's mati liyadi. So from there we can understand that a dikla v'olam is different, that's the tree itself, that's the dekel he's being zeichin, the dekel that he's mochzik in, and therefore in such a case the rabban are also masking the b'chol kibin eitel pishnayim. But according to the Rashbam, according to the first lashon of Rabbeinu Yoina, who are mefarish, ma'matona ad-demati liyodi means ad-demati liyodi denoisin, that just like a ma'atona eino de makna dover shaloi ba'ala oilam, so too the b'chol is only eitel pishnayim in something the father had a kayach to be makna, on Roy, which is a davar shalei ba'alaylam, and the father didn't have a koyach to be makna, and that we say the bechor is not neitel pishnayim. And im ken yesh lahar afilu by dikla va'alim and ara va'asik sirtoin. In these cases also, it's a davar shalei ba'alaylam, and the father did not have a koyach to be makna. The alimus of the dekel being that it's a davar shalei ba'alaylam. And im ken we also we should say the bechor is not neitel pishnayim because just like eino the makna davar shalei ba'alaylam. So too, we should say matana kayir achmar on the bechor should not be neitel pishnayim on this that on a dikla v'olim. And Rabbeinu Yonah is mefarish ein achanami. Rav Papa is chelik on the drash of the brayser. The brayser dashin from losses like pishnayim matana kayir achmar and in achanami afilu a dikla v'olim and arav asik sirtan also would be a davar shalay bala oilam and the bechor would not be neitel pishnayim. This time, if Papa says the kuliyamule pligi by dikla va'olam and arav asik sirtin, we say that a bechor is neitel pishnayim. Afilo fi the rabbanon is going like the brayser and afkuf chavdal amid base. The Gemara brings a brayser. Tani Rav Nachman b'shasifri de beirav bechol ashei motzle. The Gemara darshins from kol ashei motzle. The bechor is neitel pishnayim. It's coming to remayit shvach sheshbichu yoshin. This is shita of Rabbi that's coming to remayit the shvach sheshbichu yisayim lachamisa saviyim. But shvach sheshibcha anechosim the bechor is neitel pishnayim. It's up to the Gemara Omani Rebbe. The Gemara that brings a second brayso Tani Yomim Barchom b'shasifre de beirav bechol ashei motzle prat l'shvach sheshibchu nechosim lachamisa saviyim. The pasuk says the bechor is neitel pishnayim and bechol ashei motzle is coming to remayit shvach sheshibchu nechosim lachamisa saviyim. This is nismayit, being that it's not motzle, it's nismayit. The bechor is not neitel pishnayim. And Zok the Braisa, Kol Shikin Shvach Sheshbichu Yoshin Lachamisa Saviyam Duloi Shokel, and Zok the Gemara Omani Rabbonani. And the Gemara is being a Braisa that's dashing from Kol HaShayi Motzalei is being Memayit Shvach Sheshibchu Nechosim Lachamisa Saviyam Afilu Shvachad Memayla is not called Motzalei and it's Nismayit from the Pasuk of Kol HaShayi Motzalei. Sagt der Beni Yainer, if Papa holds that the grace of Rami Bar Chama, who was Tani Misha Sifri de Beiraf, which dashing from Kol HaShem Yimotzalei to Yimayit Shvachah, the Memela is Chinduk on the grace of Namar Aleph, which dashing from Los Islam Atona Kaya Rachmana. And Enoch and Nami, Lafi the Josh of Matona Kaya Rachmana, the Allah would be that Dikla that was Olim and Arav Asik Sirta in the Bechor Napi Neto Pishnaim. But in the Bryce Naman Beis that dashing from Kol HaShem Yimotzalei, something that's not Motzi of Bechor Nanito Pishnaim is Yimayit Shvachah, the Memela, over there, held to have Papa that by Dikla Va'olam and Arab Asik certain that is considered Motziloi, and even according to the Rabbanim that's included in Kol HaShem Motziloi and the Bechor would be Neitel Pishnaim. Und sagt der Beine Yaina, this that the Braise says in Amar Aleph that by Yoshua Shtachoy Bechor is Neitel Pishnaim, we can say Lefi this that that's going Afilo Fi the Rabbanim also. If you the Joshua of Los Islam Atona Kaya Rachmana, the Rabbanim would not be Chaylik by a Milva, the Rabbanim would not say by a Halva that Allah Chodiya Bechor is not Neitel Pishnaim. It's Yitachon of Bechor is Neitel Pishnaim, I feel from a Milva also, that's not considered right. It's Davka from the Joshua Namad Beis of Kol HaShem Yimotzalei, a Milva is not considered Motzalei, and therefore the Rabbanim, the Gemara Namad Beis tells us that the Rabbanim held by a Milva, Bechor is not Neitel Pishnaim, a Milva is considered right. Zok der Ben Yainin Lefi Zekim Yashir the Kasha we mentioned earlier in the Shir Lefi the second Lashon of Ben Yainin who's Mepharish from Atona Kaya Rachmana that it's Ad the Motiv to the Yad of the Mekabu Matona. So we asked and him came by Alvo it's already Motiv Yad to the Mekabu Matona so why is the Bechor now Neitel Bo Pishnayim Zok der Ben Yainin Nechanami Lefi the Joshua Matona Kaya Rachmana Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim. This that the Gemara and Dafkuf Chavdal Ramad Beis tells us that by Alvo the Rabbanon hold the Bechor is on Eitel Pishnayim is going with the Joshua of Kol HaShem Yimotziloi and Alvo is not considered Motzi and therefore the Rabbanon hold the Bechor not being Eitel Pishnayim it's doim with the Shvachah de Memelo being that it's not Motzi for him Bishas Misa Sa'avi and therefore the Bechor is would not be Eitel Pishnayim. But because there's only a terrorist lift the feet, Lefidasa Ben Yayna the Rashbam and Dafkuf Chavay Amid Beis and Taisus and Dafkuf Chavavim Amid Beis Amivur that they hold the two Joshes of the Gemara and Dafkuf Chavdar are not arguing. The Rashbam and Taisus hold that both Joshes agree to each other, the Josh of Los Islay and the Josh of Kol HaShem Motzilei. Los Islay is Megala and Kol HaShem Motzilei, what's considered Motzi and what's not considered Motzi, and on that we say what the Bechor is Neitel Pishnaim and what the Bechor is not Neitel Pishnaim. And according to the Rashbam and Taisus, it's Hodja Kushel Aduchte. How could a papa say by Dikla Verolim and Arav Asik certain we say that Abon Namaskim of Bechor is Neitel Bo Pishnayim? Why don't we say being that Ein on the Makna Dover Shaloi Ba Loilim should be considered Roy and the Bechor should not be Neitel Pishnayim? The Ksois HaChoshin in Simin Reisha in Chesiv Kotten Yedawad it's also Nam Nimulum in Simin Sadi is Mefarish this that we have a Joshua that tells us Ma'atona Kaya Rachmona and the Gedder is Dafko Dover that a person can be Makna Ma'ashenkin a Dover Shaloi Ba Loilim which a person can't be Makna over there the Halacha is the Bechor is Nanit Ba Pishnayim Zoktik Tzois this is a Gilu and Kol HaShem Yimotzalei it's Megalitas what's considered Motzi what's not considered Motzi something a person can't be Makna it's a Dover Shaloi Ba Loilim that's not considered Motzi and that the Bechor is not Nanit Ba Pishnayim Zoktik Tzois but it's not totally Dafko whether or not a person can be Makna a person can't be Makna the gather of a person being able to be makin is just megalot to us what's considered motzi and what's not considered motzi. So to exercise, if we had to have something which is motzi ma'oid, it's poshut that this is a dover ha-motzi. I feel if the person can't be makin it because it's a dover shalai ba'la'ilam, mikamakin mean that it's motzi, it's for sure included in the pasuk of kol ha-shei motzi lai, and on that the mi'at of matone kaya rachmana would not be megalot to us that this is not considered motzi and the b'chor would not be neitel ba'pishnayim. So the tzoyis dikla va'olim arum of asik sirtin, being that it's for sure a davar amotzi, the dikla was motzi, so the alimus is for sure included in the dekel, and mele is considered a davar amotzi, and within an arum of asik sirtin is for sure considered a davar amotzi. Over there, the pasuk of matona kaya rachmana losis they cannot be megala to us that these things are not considered motzi. The mele being that it's poshut to us that it's motzi, a gam a person can't be makna the alimus that the dekel will become stronger because it's a davar shalei ba'olim. Afilu achi the bechor would be neitel ba'pishnayim because it's poshut this is considered. Davra Amotzi, so the choice of Davra Amotzi Meroid, I feel if a person can't be Makinet, the Bechor is still Neitel Ba Pishnayim. And so the choice of Lefizeh, Yesh Lefarish, the Chilik of the Ramah, and Simin Reish Ayin Ches, the Ramah is Mechalik, if Metatlin of a person are stolen, Metatlin Shenignav Mimenu, and then the person dies, the Bechor is now Neitel Pishnayim from the Metatlin, the Agnuvim, when they are returned to him. Being that Bishas Mises Avi, and it was stolen, it's considered Roi, Vein HaBechor, Neitel Pishnayim, Be Roi, Kibim Mochzik.
Zogt der Amo, it's dafke by regular metalten that are stolen, mashenkein, if a person's sperm are stolen, sperm that are stolen mean that it's motzi for it to be returned to him, because sperm will usually end up by Yad Yisrael, and when it ends up by Yad Yisrael, mistamadeh will be returned to him, so a person is not miyayish minei, it's only shad metalten agnuvim that a person's miyayish from, but sperm a person is not miyayish from, a mele zogt der Amo, the halacha is, that if a person dies when his sperm are stolen, when they are returned to him, the bechor is neitel ba pishnayim. Zoktik sois the chilik between shards form that are nignav, mashenkin form that are nignav, is shards metalten that are nignav, that being that a person is miyayish mnei, it's not motzi for it to be returned to him, so mele it's not considered kol hashayi motzi loy. It's easy to understand why this is not motzi loy, mele the pasuk of matana kaya rachmona says the gedder is whether or not a person can be makinit or not. And be that on a dover, a gonav is ain't a beshusa, and a person can't be makinit, it's similar to a dover shalai balayim, therefore we consider this to be a roi, ain't a bachar neitel pishnayim, b'roi kim emuchzik. But this is all by shar metatlim, which is not mistav, it's going to be returned to him. In such a case, being that it can't be makinit, we say it's not similar to a matana kayiv achmon, and the bachar is not neitel ba pishnayim. Mashekin, when it comes to sperm, shenignav mimena, where it's motzi to be returned to him, agamo, where also the person can't be makinit, it will not be nismite from the pasuk on velosis lematona kaya rachmona. Being that it's motzi for it to come back to him, it's considered a davar motzi loy, and it's for sure included in the pasuk of kol hashayi motzi loy. On that, the din of matona kaya rachmona will not be megalotos, that this is not considered motzi. Mele a davar motzi meoit, going sperm, shenignav mimena, the halach is a bechor is neitel ba pishnayim, because it's for sure included in the pasuk of kol hashayi motzi loy, and agam the person can't be making it, that would not make it into a roy, being that it's motzi meoit. The din of matana kaya rachman is only megala on what's considered motzi, what's considered not. Something that's poshut that is motzi, I feel if it doesn't fit into the ged of matana kaya rachmano, the halach is the bechor is neitel ba pishnayim.
The Gemara then means a memory of Yehuda Mashmuel in bechor neitel pishnayim bemilve. A bechor is not neitel pishnayim from a milve, from a laver that owes money to the father. The bechor is not neitel pishnayim from the piroin. And the Gemara explains, Lemani lemele Rabbanon hash teshvachot isa b'shus yam mi Rabbanon leishokel milve mi boi. It's poshut according to Rabbanon, a bechor is not neitel pishnayim from a milve. Zok the Gemara lele Rebbe, but we have often a braisa that says, Yoshu shtar chayv, the bechor is neitel pishnayim bein milve bein beribis, and the chayv, that's going to fi Rebbe. So in Kem, we see according to Rebbe, bechor is neitel pishnayim from a milve. And the Gemara is masik, leilem Rabbanon, ve'itztrik sakadai techamino, milve, kiven de nokit shtori, keman de gavi adam, I would think he's considered a muchzik because he's holding on to the shtar, kamash melon, that a milve is considered roi, and according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor is not to pishnaim from a alvo. It comes out as a machlikis Rebbe in the Rabbanon, whether or not the Bechor is not to pishnaim from a alvo, the Rajbam and Afkufchav dalad, amad alif, the Ramaschal, Yoshu shtarchoi, when the Braisa says, Yoshu shtarchoi, the Bechor is not to pishnaim. The Rashbam is mefarish that when Yoshu shtar chayv, it's dafka milvu b'shtar that the Bechor is neitel ba pishnayim. And the Rashbam is mefarish that according to Rebbe, being that the father is already muchzik in the shtar, we look at the piroin as a shvach that the shtar was mashbiach. The piroin of the chayv is considered the shvach that the shtar was mashbiach, and being that the father is a muchzik in the shtar, memela, this is considered shvachot the memela, and the Rebbe, the Bechor is neitel ba pishnayim, because the Bechor is neitel pishnayim and shvach sheshbicho anachosim memela. Toysis and Divya Maschel and Abachor Neitel Pishnayim Bemilva asks on the Rashbam, if you are to look at the Piroyin of the Choyv as a Shvach that the Shtav is Mashpiach, it's considered a Shvach of the Memelov, Frek Toysis, and even according to the Rabbanon, also the Bechor should be Neitel Bo Pishnayim. Zog Toysis, that's Poshet to everybody that Lachar Achaluka after the Bechor is Neitel Chelkoy and the Poshet took his Chelek, that's Poshet that any Shvach that the Nechosma now Mashpiach goes to the Bechor, he gets Pishnayim and whatever is Nechosma Mashpiach, these Nechosma are fully his. So when it comes to a shtar, when the Yisraelim are dividing up the shtar, and the Bechor is neitel pishnayim in the shtar, and the Pasha takes chelek echot, now when the lever comes to pay up the chayv, and we look at it as if the shtar was mashpiach, and there's a shvachot in the middle of the shtar, why isn't it Pasha that achar achaluk of the Bechor is neitel ba pishnayim afilu fi the Rabbanon? Why is it that the Rabbanon are chelek on Rebbe, and the Rabbanon hold that the Bechor is not neitel pishnayim in the milvah, the chayv it's a shvach of the shtar, and la'achar ha'chaluka, the Bechor is neitel pishnayim afilu on roi, even according to the Rabbanon, after you divide it up, the Bechor is neitel pishnayim from roi. And therefore, Tosis is chelik on the Rashbam, and Tosis holds that the Bechor is not neitel pishnayim by milvan, according to Rebbe, he is neitel pishnayim, is not because it's a shvach sheshpichu memeilo, Tosis is a milvan, stamaz and not a dover ha'motzi. The Tosis ha'choshin in Simin Reishai in Chesif Kotten Vav is miyashiv the shittas of Rashbam. The Ktzai says that the Rashbam holds like the Shittas that a shtar is not shaykh to be chaylik. There's no way for Yisraelim to divide up a shtar. The only way for Yisraelim to divide up a chayv that somebody owes the father money is to wait for acha guvayna when the person pays up the chayv.
And now the Yisraelim have the money, they could divide up the money. But the Shtar itself, there is no way to divide it up. So Afilu, if the Yisraelim divided up the Nechasim, divided up all the other Nechasim, when it comes to the Shtar, it's Ein Bakadei Chalukah, there's no way to divide it up. They have to wait for La'acha Guvayna, so it comes out, being that Koidim Guvayna, it's Roy, the Shtar is holding Koidim Chalukah, Afilu, if they divide up all the other Nechasim, the Shtar is Koidim Chalukah, and now when the Leiva pays it up, it's the Shtar was Mashbiach, it's considered the Shvach of the Shtar, it's Shvach Sheshpichu Memeilin, according to Rebbe, the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim, and according to the Rabbanon, the Bechor is not Neitel Ba Pishnayim, because Ein HaBechor Neitel Pishnayim, B'Roi Kimemuchzik. On the Etzim Divrei Rashbam, that the Rashbam was Mefarish, it's Dafka Bebulba Bishtar, because the father is already Muchzik in the Shtar, and the money being paid back is considered the Shtar was Mashbiach, it's a Shvach of the Memeilah of the Shtar. There's an important Tahara B'Divrei Rashbam. The Rashbam is Mefarish, that's Dafka Libra the Rebbe, but a Libra the Rabban on the Bechor is Nanetul Pishnaim, Kid the Muchzik Bishugi de la Kamei. And the Rashbam continues that it's Dafka Milva Bishtar. Mashenka the Milva Be'edim, since there's no Shtar, and the Levi can say Parati, it comes out that he's Bechalal not a Muchzik, that's Mamish or Roy Gomer, and even Rebbe's masking in such a case, the Bechor isn't Nanetul Pishnaim, but Roy Kim a Muchzik. So, Dr. Rashbam, Mel is a Chilukti, a Milva Bishtar, and a Milva Alpet. When it comes to Milva Bishtar, where the Leiva can't say Parati over there, we look at it as just a Roy, it's considered a Shvach of the Mamelin over there, according to Rebbe, the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnayim, it's not a Roy Gomer. But on a Milva Be'edim, where the Leiva can say Parati, Zakti Ashbam over there, it's Pashat that Afilu, according to Rebbe, also that's Roy Gomer, and in such a case, the being that the Leiva can say Parati, the Bechor would not be Neitel Ba Pishnayim. And the Achreinim Amorei, why is it that the Rashbam is saying two different reasons? The Rashbam was maschil with the chiluk that it's dafka b'shtar, where the father's already a muchzik in the shtar, and we look at this that the Leiva pays it back, the Piroin is considered a shvach of the Mela of the shtar. And Mela is dafka milva b'shtar, not a milva alper, because a milva alper, the father isn't muchzik in anything, and it's roi gomer, and according to Rebbe, we would say the Bechor is not neitel ba pishnayim. And the Rashbam is then messiah with another chiluk that by a shtar the Leiva can't say parati, mashenka when it comes to a milva be'edim where the Leiva can say parati, so there is no guarantee that the Leiva is going to pay up the chayiv in such a case that's Roy Gomer and the Bechor isn't neitel ba pishnayim, even according to Rebbe. The chayiv the Rashbam is saying two different reasons, the ratio of the Rashbam is being sayser the sefer of the Rashbam. And the Ktzayis HaChayishnitzim and Reisha in Ches speaks out that the second reason of the Rashbam was Nokal Ravcha the Milson, the Iker reason is the first reason. The second time the Rashbam says only the Ravcha the Milson, he's saying another reason, but the Iker time that we pass him with is the first reason of the Rashbam. The Bochadon the Kaibichirim is Mefarish that we really need both reasons together. So the Bochadon, this that we look at the Shtar and the Piroin of the Chayiv to be a Shvach, that the Shtar was Mashpiach, it's a Shvach of the Mela of the Shtar, is Dafka because of the second reason of the Rashbam. It's dafka because the shtar is what's going at the leiva, guarantees that the leiva has to pay it back. If it would be that halacha, would be that a milva al peh would be also the same thing that the leiva can't say parati, and the leiva would have to pay it back, machmas talvo be'edim afil without a shtar, then we would not see the piroin of the chayv as the shtar being mashbiach. We would look at the piroin of the chayv as due to the chayv itself, that he owes him the money, a milva be'edim, he has to pay it back, and he can't say parati. It's only because at a milva apeh he could say parati. So Mamelo, when he does come pay back a milva bishtar, we see the piroin as a taitzo of the shtar. It's the shtar that's been mechayim to pay it back. So we look at the piroin as the shvacha of the shtar. We look at the shvacha of the Mamelo that the shtar was mashpiach. And therefore we say, being that he's a muchzik in the shtar, and now was mashpiach, a shvacha of the Mamelo, the halach is, according to Rebbe, on a shvacha of the Mamelo, the Bechor is neitel ba pishnayim, more than on a milva bishtar also, the Bechor is neitel ba pishnayim. Akopanim is an elvan, machoik is Rebbe in the Rabbanim, but not a Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim in a milva, and the Rashbam speaks out as Dafka Milva Bishtar, because the Alva is considered a Shvach of the Shtar. Fektosis, if the Alva is the Shvach of the Shtar, and Ken Acher Chaluka, the Bechor for sure takes Pishnayim from the Shvach that is Nechosra Mashbiach, why is it that Acher Chaluka, the Bechor doesn't take Pishnayim from the Piroyin Achoyf? And may the Tosis understand this, that we say a Bechor is not a Neitel Pishnayim on a Milvil if either Abonon is because it's not considered a Valmotze and not because it's a Shvach of the Shtar and it's considered a Shvach of the Memela. And the Ktzayis HaChosh in Simen Reisha in Ches is Miyashiv the Ashbam that a Shtar is EF Shalachlik and it's only Va'acha Guvayna Shayach HaChaluka and therefore according to the Abonon it's considered Goy Ben a Bechor Neitel Pishnayim B'Shvach Sheshpicha Nechasim Nachamisa Savien. We then said over the Ashbam really says two different reasons. The Ashbam first speaks out this that it's dafka milva bishtar, not a milva alpeh, is because a milva bishtar, the father was a muchzik in the shtar, and the piroin is a shvach sheshpichu nechas nachamisa saviyim. And in the seif of the Ashbam, he speaks out it's dafka milva bishtar, not a milva alpeh, because on a milva bishtar, the leiva can't say parati. But on a milva alpeh, that the leiva can say parati is considered roi gomer, and even according to the Rebbe, the Bechor would not be neitel ba pishnayim. The Tzoysa Choshin speaks out that Atolin the Rav Chod and Milsu the Rashbam says the second reason, and we said over Bachonin said it's Dafka because of the second reason. Dafka because on a milva peda leiva can say parati, and on milva bishtar the leiva cannot say parati. Therefore, we see the piroin as a taitzah of the shtar. We see it as a shvach of the shtar. We look at it as payus of the shtar, and it's a shvach of the meila. And it's telling the machlekes Rabbi and the Rabban and whether or not a bechok we neitu b'pishnayim. But if it would be that afil on a milva peda leiva can't say parati, then we wouldn't see the piroin as a taitzah of the shtar. It would be stamuzay a milva ba'alma, and we wouldn't see it as the payus of the shtar. And according to Rabbi, the bechok not be neitu b'pishnayim because we couldn't use this svar that is already a muchzik in the shtar. And this is the payus of the shtar. The Gemara is Mamshech Sholchum Mitam Bechor Neitel Pishnayim B'Milva Alvoloi B'Ribis. A Bechor is Neitel Pishnayim in Alva that Alvoloi owes money to their father. Alvoloi B'Ribis Dafkan the Etzem Choyv, the money that the father lent to the Alvoloi. But if it was Alva B'Ribis, the Bechor is not Neitel Pishnayim in the Ribis that the Alvoloi has to pay back their father. And the Gemara is Mefarish that it's going a libra de Rabbanan, u'bemilva kemande gav yadam yo, milva is kemande gav yadam, and therefore the father is considered a mukhsik boy, it's not considered really, and the Bechor is neitel b'pishnayim. The Rashbam brings two shittas to explain, and the first shita the Rashbam explains that the member of Sholchum Mitam is being chaluk on Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel. And Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel says according to the Rabbanan, a milva is considered really, and the Bechor is not neitel b'pishnayim, and alva that money is owed to the father. And the Rashbam in the second sheet that brings the Yesh Mefarshim was Mefarish, the Sholchum Itam agrees to Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel. And the Sholchum Itam is discussing a guy, and by a milva that a guy owes to the father, in such a case the father is considered a muchzik and a bechav is neitel b'pishnayim. But the Afka bil milva avoloi b'ribis, by a guy who's paying ribis, in such a case that's considered roi, and memela the bechav is not neitel b'pishnayim b'roi kibbe muchzik. Mashegin Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel is discussing a Yisrael, and by Yisrael the father is not considered a muchzik and alva, it's considered roi, and a bechor is not neitel pishnayim afilo on the alva itself. And the Rashbam is makshe on the Yesh Mefarshim, says hevelu b'yadam, because ibcha mistava, why is it that by a guy we should say that the father is considered a muchzik in the mois, by a guy it's asher p'im di b'eshov, and in such a case the father is less muchzik than by Yisrael. The male of the Rashbam is chaluk on the Yesh Mefarshim, and the Rashbam holds that the Sholchum Mitam is being chaluk on Avi Yudah Mar Shmuel, and they are arguing whether or not by alva the bechor is neitel b'pishnayim, is it considered roi or is it considered a muchzik. On the etzem chilek in this that the Sholchum Itam is being mechalek, a bechor is neitel pishnayim b'milva avoloi b'ribis. What is the chilek in the etzem avor that the bechor is neitel b'pishnayim and on the ribis the bechor is not neitel b'pishnayim? The Rashbam and the Maschal avoloi b'ribis is mefarish that being that a person gave the malva gave the loiva money and the malva now is the shtar bimkoim ma'ois of his muchzik b'shtoria bimkoim of the mois. So Mele is holding on to the shtar which is the bimkoim of the mois. And therefore it's considered a muchzik and the bechor is neitel b'pishnayim and skilu is holding on to the money itself. The shtar is a bimkaim of the money, being that he accepted the shtar bimkaim the money that the malva gave the leiva. Mashaki when it comes to ribis, being that the malva didn't give the leiva any money, and we can't see the shtar as a bimkaim of the mois that the malva gave to the leiva. Memeda, we don't see the malva, we don't see the father as a muchzik b'ma'isav to say that the bechor should be able to be neitel b'pishnayim. It's considered roi gomer. Memeda, the bechor is not neitel b'pishnayim because it's roi and ina bechor neitel b'pishnayim b'roi kibbe muchzik. Rabbi Chanan brings from the Tshuvas of Rashba another pshat in the chilek. Why is it by the avo itself the bechor is neitel b'pishnayim, but when it comes to the ribis, the bechor is not neitel b'pishnayim? And the Rashba's mefarish is citing the chi of a ribis. If one is lending somebody else money for 10 months. And they make up each month will be nischayiv $10 of ribis, a total of $100 of ribis. It's not the pshat that pishas the malva gives the leiva the money, the leiva is now nischayiv and the full $100 of ribis aside for the chiv and the etzim chayiv. So the Rashba ribis, the yisoid of ribis is he's renting him his money. And the schiris is nischayiv each month as he's renting it. The schiris is mishtalemis, either metchilav atzoyf or ein schiris mishtalemis el lebesoyf. But our koponim, it's each month there's another chi of $10 chal, it's chal ma'at ma'at. It's not the pshat that it's chal miyat. Memele zok the Rashba, when it comes to the etzem alva, which is a chi that's chal b'chai yavu, and that the malva owes the leiva owes the malva the money, the father's considered a muchzik bay, and memele the b'chor is neitel b'pishnayim. Mancheke, when it comes to the ribis, b'shas misas avuin, the leiva is not yet chayiv in the ribis, he first becomes nischayiv la'acha misas avuin, therefore there's a halacha of roi gomer, and the halacha is the b'chor is not neitel b'pishnayim, because in a b'chor neitel b'pishnayim b'roi kibbe mochzik. And then on this side of the Rashba of Abachon is Mayrich, and whether or not the ribis is nischayiv miyad b'shas apisak, he's chayiv in all the ribis, or the chiv is first chal ma'at ma'at as a schiris of the mois. And the b'chor means an afkamina, and if somebody lends a goy b'ribis, and in the middle of the time of the Chayv, where he's being Nischayv in the Ribbis, the Goy is Megayer. Is the Yid able to collect the full Ribbis from being that the Shas Pisak of the Avod, he was still a Goy and was Mutter to lend him by Ribbis? Or do we say that now that he's being Nischayv by Ribbis when he's Yisrael, there's an Isser to be Malva by Ribbis? And Rabbi Chanan brings from the Marik, who brings B'Shem HaMaryam, that being that he's Nischayv, Akon, Dishtam, Miyad, the Yisrael could be gave with the entire Ribbis, there's no Isser to be gave with this Ribbis, being that it was all Nischayv, Miyad, B'Shasi was a Goy, and he was already Chal, B'Shasi was a Goy, and it was Mutter. And Dr. Bochanan, the Rashi would be Chaylik, and the Rashi would hold being that he's Chayiv Ma'at Ma'at. So it comes that he's Mechayiv a Yidin Ribbis. Once he's Megayir, anything from before the Geiris, where he's Neschayiv, Lamashlif, he's Megayir after 3 months, so $30 it's Mutter for him to be Geiv, because that he was Neschayiv ready from Bishasi was a Goy. But the last $70 where he's becoming Neschayiv after he's a Yid, he comes that being Malva Yid by Ribbis, and it'll be also for him to be Geiv the Ribbis from this Yisrael. It's also for him to have a Pisak of Ribbis with the Yisrael, and he'd have to be Mevatel and be Meichel the Chayiv of Ribbis, being that now it's also to lend him a Ribbis. And Dr. Bochanan says, tell him whether or not the Chiyiv is Chal Miyad, Bishas the Pisak, they are Pisak, and he's Neschayiv in the full amount of the Ribbis, so it's Chal Ma'at Ma'at. And it comes at the Maramo that he's Chayiv Akol Mitchila Bishas the Pisak, he's Chayiv Natai Ribbis, Mashaykin the Rajbu holds that the Ribbis is Chayiv Ma'at Ma'at, and the Pirish Nasugi that it's Roy is because he's Neschayiv Lachamisa Savu, and who would then, if he's Nesmegayer, it would be Osfrim for him to collect the Ribbis, so it would now be an Isser of Malva Ribbis to collect the Ribbis from the Yid. There is a third Malach to be Mefarish, the Chilik, why is it that by Avod, the Aloch is the Bechor, is Neitel Bopi Shnaim, according to the Sholchum Itam, and Mashaykin when it comes to Ribbis, the Aloch is the Bechor, is not Neitel Bopi Shnaim. The Shita Mikubetz is being B'Shem Re'eim that we're discussing Avak Ribbis, a Ribbis the Abonon, where the Aloch is that Bezdin is not Goiva, being that it's also to learn the Avak Ribbis, Bezdin is not Goiva, the Avak Ribbis, they don't force the Leiva to pay it up. But in Gavu Emetzin Eisei Miyadai, if the Malva is Goiva, the Avak Ribbis, it's Emetzin Eisei Miyadai. Memele Zok the Re'eim, being that its Bezdin is not Koifa on such a Gvir, as Aloch of Roy, and the Aloch is that a Bechor is not Oitel Pishnayim, but Roy Kibben Mochsik. But being that in Gavu it's a Metinus and Miyadeh, there is a Yerusha, it's only it's Roy. So being that it's Roy, the Bechor is not Itobo Pishnaim, and the Yoshin divided up equally. Reb Shimon and Shari Yosher and Shari Peregimos Nistapik in the Gedi of the Aloch of Avak Ribbis, that Bezin is not Kleifa and the Gviya, but in Gavu a Metinus and Miyadeh. Is the Pshat that really there is a Chayv over here, and the Leiva actually owes the Malva the money, there is a Chayv Mammon, only Bezin is not Kleifin and Bezin is not Gaiva the Mammon from the Leiva, being that it was also for the Malva to lend it to the Leiva in such a fashion, Bezin is not Gaiva the Chayv on behalf of the Malva, they don't force the Leiva to pay it back to the Malva because it's an Issa. But Avada, there is a Chayv Mammon that the Leiva does owe the Malva money. Or with Reb Shimon's Mechiach from Alochus and Avak Ribbis, the Pshat is that the Avak Ribbis is not a Chayv Bechlau. The Leiva doesn't owe the Malva the money Bechlau, being that it was also to lend in such an oifen, there is no Chayv created, and the Leiva doesn't owe the Malva the money. Only there's a din that when the Malva lends the Leiva by Avak Ribbis, Agam, the Leiva doesn't owe the Malva the money, and there's a din that comes with Avak Ribbis that him govu emetzin eisei miyadei. Agam, the Leiva doesn't owe it to the Malva, but if the Leiva does pay it to the Malva, in govu it's emetzin eisei miyadei, bezin is not meitzin miyadei Malva, being that when he lent it to me, he really lent him the money, that's to create such a Chayv. And if Shmuel and Shuri of Shmuel and the Sugi is Mechiach from the Shita Sereim that Avada there is a Chayv. From this that we see that the Yoshim are Yashning the Chayv of Avak Ribbis and is a need whether or not the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnaim, and which the Reim is saying that the Bechor is not Neitel Ba Pishnaim because it's Roy. But there is a Yerusha only that it's Roy and the Bechor is not Neitel Ba Pishnaim. We see from there that there is a Chayv Mammon. If there wouldn't be a Chayv Mammon Bechlal, it would only be a din that in Gavoy, Metzine, Yisai, Miyadai, in Cain, there shouldn't be a Yerusha Bechlal, there would be no need in whether or not the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnaim, the Yerushim don't have what to Yerushim. From this that we see that there's the Yerushim are Yerushim, the Chayv of Avak Ribbis, and there's a need in whether or not the Bechor is Neitel Ba Pishnaim, only it's considered Roy, we see from here that there is a Chayv Mammon, only being that it was also for him to create such a Chayv, Bezin will not be Chayv, and will not be Gav the Chayv on behalf of the Malva, even though the Leiva owes him the money.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.